This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Here's the guy, ladies and gentlemen. I was just mentioning him, former Super District 10 Augusta City Commissioner Wayne Guilfoyle. He has signed on the dotted line, and he has committed to running for his former office. How you doing, Wayne?
Good, Austin. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We have missed you the last 4 years. How you been?
I've been good. I appreciate the kind words, and there hasn't been a day since we left office, and people has not come up and said, wish you would still be in it, but, you know, well, you got to sit out one term. And actually, I had served a District 8.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grady,
shame on me.
No.
That was Grady Smith. It was District 10. I've been making all kind of mistakes today. Grady Smith was District 10. I'm sorry.
Grady, too. You know, he's always kept everybody in a laughter, you know.
Absolutely.
Told some good jokes. Yeah. We all know that.
No doubt. So this is a situation, again, where you serve two terms, and you would have continued on if you could have, but you have to sit a term out. What have you noticed in your time away that has bothered you that you're hoping to either change or, you know, bring new eyes and new focus to?
Austin, I think the city of Augusta, as well as you see it in other cities as well, has gotten away from the simple, basic responsibility of a government, and that is to serve the people. Where we got streets that needs to be maintained, repaid, trash. We got a big issue out there at the landfill, and it's been going on since we lost Mark Johnson and Lori Bidettle. EPA is looking at it, and it's no longer money-making. We actually funding it. The taxpayers are. And that should raise eyebrows for every citizen, every taxpayer in Augusta.
Well, it's a situation that we have seen, sadly, play out over the course of the last couple of years. We've had musical chairs in a lot of our department head positions and our administrator positions. We've even had a sitting commissioner indicted. Would you have pushed harder if you had been on the commission? Would you have pushed harder at removing Sammy Sias or pushing for his resignation?
To be truthful, yes, I would have. The one that stood out to go after Mr. Sias, that was Marion Williams. And Marion Williams had information we didn't, but he was in the right then. And then you got this issue going on with the mayor, and it shouldn't be a total forensic audit of the city whatsoever, because it'll take 5 years, $5 million, which we don't have. You know, there's one department that's causing the trouble. That's the one department that needs to be looked at, addressed, and gone through to find faults.
Yeah. Understand.
And it's a shame where we got to put policy in place because of people's wrongdoings.
Well, I am thrilled that you're offering for office again. John Clark is the guy that's currently in the seat. Now, he made the statement 4 years ago that he was going to only serve one term, and he made a really big deal about it only being one term. I'm now hearing that he may be reconsidering. Have you heard? Have you had any conversation with him about this? Is he running?
I actually reached out to him last week out of respect. I called him. I said, John, I just went in. I actually pushed him to get in office. And that's when he actually said, hey, he's going to run one term. I did not forget it. And when I called him last week, I told him that I was putting my name in a hat, you know, out of respect.
And
I think that's the proper thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. No, did he have a response to that? Did he say he was going to run or not?
No, actually, he said that he's been hearing people mumbling about me running, and that was about it. And I did not carry on conversation, but, you know, Augusta's got a lot to give in a positive way, and the only way you're going to do that is make sure everything goes right. I mean, things that's presented before that commission, I'll give you an example of that. Money that was given from the federal government, and then they used it for labor, you know, raising everybody up $15, increasing the sheriff's office, paying off the street lights, which that could have been easily resolved. But everything got put on that one note. But come 2024, that money's no longer allocated for that. And so Augusta, Richmond County's going to be faced with a $10 million deficit from the beginning.
Yeah.
And the time to plan for it is now. I mean, that was the reason why I got in it the first time. I had a lot of property here in Augusta. I had my business, my family. And to be truthful, I don't want to see it go down the hole.
Are you still working at your business full time?
I am.
Remind everybody what you do for a living, Wayne.
I own a guest style crafters. We do a flooring company. We specialize in high-end custom homes. We got out of the commercial division. We did a Lexus dealership as well as Honda Cars Inc. a couple years back, and it went well, but it was time to call it quits on the commercial side. But, you know, we got to get our department streamlined for our builders. I mean, right now the market is so crazy. I mean, it would be nice to have one-stop shop for the builders without them having to go to two or three different locations.
Well, I think it's important that we have representatives in office who have a first-hand understanding of what it takes to run a small business, meet a payroll, pay payroll taxes. These are very, very specific skills, and I am amazed at the number of people who set policy for other individuals who have no clue in the world how to run a business or what it takes to run a business. How incredibly difficult it can be for someone in your position when a pandemic hits. They wave a magic wand and say, okay, everybody stay home. Well, if you got a government job, hip, hip, hooray, and pop a beer and sit back. If you're a private business owner, you're scrambling. It's incredibly different, and it's incredibly difficult to bounce back from.
That's right. And if you see any business surviving and succeeding since 2008, they have done something correct, done something right. And I'll guarantee you the majority of the owners went home without paychecks to make sure that their employees was paid. And I'll guarantee you with Mr. Perrin listening in, he'll agree with that statement.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear from you, Wayne. Glad to have you back in the saddle, so to speak, or at least throwing your hat in the ring. Again, no official confirmation from John Clark whether he is or is not going to run. We don't know.
I don't know if he signed up yesterday, to be truthful, Austin. I did not look at the Augusta Chronicle. Most likely he did, because I seen Michael Myers' page and where he said he is going to sign up.
Okay.
Which is good, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, it's America. He's certainly entitled to do it. I was asked about my problem with John Clark. My problem with John Clark came last election, when he said some things that were not truthful to me personally, and I took great offense at it, and I told him he was not worthy, I didn't think, of representing that district. I understand that, and it was very, very late in the process. He didn't have in much credible competition at the time, if I remember correctly. Was it Lori Miles that was running against him back then?
That was.
Oh,
Lori
Lord,
Miles.
God. Well, no doubt the best person won that election, but yeah, Lori's a mess. But yeah, having said that, you were the gold standard for the city commission at that time. You and Grady, God rest his soul. And we have had a difficult time coming back from some of that. I mean, Sean Frandom back in those days was just getting his sea legs, so to speak. And
that's right.
It's really, he's come a long way. But bottom line is you have a great understanding of the governmental infrastructure that I don't even think John has, even though he's been sitting in the seat for 4 years. Nothing against John. You're just that good. Not that he's bad.
Well, I could bring something to the table, Austin. Yeah. It's from experience to leadership to actually coming up with my own evaluations when things are presented before us. For example, the streetlights. I mean, what was presented to us was from Commissioner Sias, and they would have banked additional $5 million to do other things with, no different than the stormwater issue. I mean, to me, that's a big issue out here in District 8. They paying for a service they not being provided for.
Let me say something real quick specifically about the position of administrator. I have said from the beginning, as a matter of fact, when we got word that the current administrator was leaving, or who has already left now, I looked at the Columbia County peers to each of these positions that we have, the highest paid positions in Richmond County and the highest paid positions in Columbia County, almost to a man and woman. Every single position in Columbia County was someone who had either grown up in Columbia County or who had worked for the county 20 years plus. In Richmond County, very few at the highest level. Matter of fact, I think the one who overwhelmingly had the most experience in his particular position was the one person that the Board of Commissioners has no effect on hiring. And by the way, he was brand new, and that was Travis Doss. He was brand new in his position, but he had spent almost 30 years learning his job. And that's very, very rare in Richmond County. In the meantime, it's the standard operating procedure in Columbia County, and there's a reason that they're as stable as they are in those positions, and Richmond County has such turmoil. I think it's time to really start putting a premium on people that are local and that you know, and if they're not local, at least have put their time into the system to where they're familiar with it. I've said 1,000 times that the two best administrators that Augusta-Richmond County never had were A.B. Ladson and Steve Castle. Either one of those guys would have been head and shoulders better than the last several that you've had.
Right. Tamika Allen had stepped up. She'd done a wonderful job, and I praise her every chance I can. The problem with our directors, as well as administrator, we need to hire somebody that's experienced, that's qualified for the position, that not to be submissive to only a few of the commissioners. They have to work for the entire commission. And again, that's the reason why policies are put in place where one commissioner cannot direct a director what to do. But it does happen. It's a bully system. And fortunately, one is no longer up there. And it was the...
Okay. Well, listen, that's it's great hearing from you. I just got a note from Tina Slindak saying that John did qualify yesterday. So
awesome. Okay. Good.
All right. Great. So the contest is on. Wayne Guilfoyle, District 8. Sorry for me making that mistake.
No. It's no problem.
Went right out of my head. Thank you very much for checking in with us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you a little further down the road. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for the time, Austin.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.